Can you talk a little bit, first of all, about your discussions with the patient in this kind of a situation at that point in time, just at a human personal level?
I think it's very frustrating. It's hard to live with a disease for years. In our American society, we sort of want one, two, three decision one way or the other. So to have it hanging over for you for years is frustrating. Thinking that you've done everything according to the book correctly and still in trouble is even more difficult. It's very depressing. And I think it's depressing not only for the patient, but for the doctor, because we do root for the patients.
Do you find that patients in this kind of a situation might question what happened? An educated patient like this might go back and say, "Did you really give me the right chemotherapy?" or question what has happened up to this point?
I think there's always questions. Again, in the New York area, there are so many opinions that I think probably less so than if the patient didn't have that available. I think they are more cognizant that it's sort of the state of the art rather than the therapy. At that point in time, though, I think in a positive sense is that what we do know, receptor-positive bony disease can have a long life, and that there are many drugs in development, which potentially there are over 400 drugs in development that might actually be curative at some point. And if we can maintain quality of life, that person might hopefully get one of those drugs that might eventually cure metastatic disease.
Now, this woman has a staging workup, and there are no other sites of disease besides the bone metastasis. There's not one in particular that's really a problem. It's just a bunch of different areas, but she's somewhat uncomfortable. You're able to relieve that with nonsteroidals, Tylenol, and occasional oral opiate, but basically she's pretty stable. What do you think likely you'd be thinking about in terms of therapy at that point in time? So now this relapse has occurred while on an aromatase inhibitor.
What's known mainly in animal models, when you deprive a tumor cell of estrogen but do not kill it, is that many times, but not always, it becomes hypersensitive so that the estrogen receptor actually becomes more active. It's an area of active investigation now because one reason that it becomes hypersensitive is that the EGFR superfamily can be stimulated and it actually phosphorylates the receptor and it makes it work better in the absence of estrogen. So that one of the studies that we're participating in is a lapatinib study to take patients like that and give them lapatinib to see whether or not you can reverse hormonal resistance. Now, if you don't have that, again, what's happened over the last 5 to 10 years is we have a plethora of hormonal drugs. So that we're not stuck that this is the only drug and one doesn't necessarily want to go to cytotoxics because these women can have bony disease for years and years and there's no reason to use up your cytotoxics. So I think the major consideration would be either to give the patient tamoxifen, which is a reasonable drug in that setting, or to consider switching to an alternate form of hormonal treatment such as Faslodex, which destroys the estrogen receptor. And again, an active drug in that setting. One could also use, and it's been used mainly with disease stability, a steroidal aromatase inhibitor.
Dexamethasone.
I would probably use Faslodex in that setting and hold tamoxifen in reserve. What's known about Faslodex, and not all the doctors realize it, is that when it destroys the estrogen receptor, if you re-biopsy those patients within a month receiving Faslodex, they're usually estrogen receptor negative. So I get calls that, the woman was ER positive, now she's ER negative, what do I do? And the receptor in these patients who have resistant disease is not gone. If you wait, it comes back. So that if you were to treat with tamoxifen after Faslodex, you will see responses. And that actually was described at the last San Antonio meeting.